Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kila Lakol podcast. God willing, this Shabbos, again, we'll be reading from a double parsha, this time from the parshiot of Behar and Bechukotai. At the very beginning of Parshat Behar, Hashem informs the Jewish people that upon entering Eretz Yisrael, they will have to observe the mitzvah of Shemitah, which is the sabbatical year, that every 7 years for the entire year, it is forbidden to prepare the ground, to plant, or to harvest. They have to allow the land to lie fallow, and they have to trust in Hashem that He will provide for them during this year of taking off from working the land. The Torah goes on to tell us that not only is there a Shemitah year every 7 years, but there's also a concept of a Yovel year, which is the 50th year. After seven Shemitah cycles, the 50th year is introduced by the sound of the shofar in Yom Kippur, and it's similar to the Shemitah year in its agricultural restrictions. But in addition, all Jewish slaves are automatically freed, and the land which was sold in Eretz Yisrael automatically returns to its ancestral owner. Now, when the Torah introduces this concept of the Yovel year, after again its discussion of the Shemitah, so it tells us, V'safarta lecha sheva shabbatot shanim sheva pyamim, that you should count for yourselves sheva shabbatot shanim, seven-year cycles, which is, again, 7 years, seven times. V'hayu lecha, and they will be for you, yemei sheva shabbatot shanim, the days of these seven Shemitah cycles, teisha v'arba'im shana, a total of 49 years. So the Torah, again, introduces us to this idea of the Yovel year coming after seven Shemitah cycles, which is after 49 years. Fascinatingly, the Torah tells us, v'hayu lecha, and they will be for you. Now, the Torah here doesn't just need to do the math for us, that it's seven-year cycles, which you should know, you'll end up with 49 years, because we could do the math. We're able to figure it out. What then is the message of v'hayu lecha, and it will be for you? What is the significance of this term? What does it mean that these years will be for us, or the yemei sheva shabbat ha-shanim, the days of these years, they will be for us? What is the significance of this phrase? Now, Rav Soloveitchik, he suggested that perhaps the Torah here is trying to impart to us something very, very important. The Torah is trying to tell us that we shouldn't get lost by this giant unit of time. When we think of 49 years, that's a significant amount of time. He says that we have to recognize that each and every single year in that cycle is actually of great significance. I'm going to quote here from the Chumash Mesoret HaRav. He says, apparently the Torah seeks to teach that the 49 years are not merely part of a progression, each of which loses significance as soon as the succeeding year arrives. Rather, each year has independent significance. The 49 years are cumulative. V'hayu lecha means you shall retain all the years. At the culmination of the count, all 49 years are aggregated to comprise a single group of 49 discrete units. Each year retains its identity. Says Rav Soloveitchik, this is the message of V'hayu lecha. As opposed to seeing each year as an insignificant period of time that we have to traverse in order to get to the goal, which is Yovel, the Torah instead wants us to look at each one of those years and say V'hayu lecha. Each one is independent. Each one is significant. Each year has its own character and its own identity. There's something, and in theory, there's many things to be accomplished in each one of those years. And when we finally approach that Yovel year, after those 49 years, in the 50th year, when we are looking back, hopefully we'll be able to look back at those years as a collection of 49 discrete and special units, not just some amorphous collection of time. Each year was significant, so many important things happened, and that's what we mean when we say, V'hayu lecha yimei shabbatot ha-shanim, that they will be for you. Don't just say the goal is to get to the 50th year and whatever happens in between is insignificant. No, each and every unit of time is significant up until that Yovel year. And Rav Soloveitchik notes that the same is true when it comes to a different mitzvah, a mitzvah that we learned about in last week's Parsha. In last week's Parsha, the Torah told us, Usfartem lachem mimacharan ha-shabbat biyom ha-viachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot temimot tiena. We have another mitzvah of counting that we learned about in last week's Parsha. In fact, it's a mitzvah that we've been performing now since Pesach, the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Here too, we're supposed to count from the second day of Pesach all the way up to the holiday of Shavuot, a total of 7 weeks. So 7 weeks of 7 days, which gets us to a total of 49 days. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's interesting. The Torah tells us, Usfartem lachem, that you should count for you. Okay, the Torah could have just as easily said, Usfartem, and you shall count. But it doesn't. It says, Usfartem lachem. The count should be for you. Very similar to what we see in our parsha of V'hayu lecha, that the counting should be for you. What is the significance over here by Sfirat HaOmer of Usfartem lachem? Says Rav Soloveitchik, the exact same message. Here too, each day of the Sfirat HaOmer is significant. It's important. It has its own character and its own identity. We are meant to accomplish something each and every single day. single day. Each of the 49 days should be seen as its own independent unit and not as just part of this series that will get us to the ultimate goal of the holiday of Shavuot. We shouldn't lose sight of the significance of each and every single time. In fact, if you look in the Siddur, when we count Sefirat HaOmer, so usually they have like in a little box there, talks about like a different Kabbalistic midah, characteristic of the day, right? Hod Shebehod, Netzach Shebehod, so on and so forth, right? What is that telling us? That each and every day has some sort of unique character, something that we can work on, something that we can grow in on that specific day. It's not just 7 weeks to get to Shavuot. No, each day is of great significance. And in fact, this might actually play out halachically in regards to whether or not a person can repeat or they could continue to count with the bracha should they miss a day. And we talked about this before. Do we look at the mitzvah of Sefirat HaOmer as one 49-night-long mitzvah? And if you miss one of those days, the unit is incomplete, so you can't continue with the bracha. Or do we see it as 49 independent units? Without getting into how this plays out in halacha, it's important to realize that there is at least one opinion that suggests that, yes, they are 49 independent mitzvot. Each day is its own mitzvah. Each day it has its own unique character and its own unique identity. And by the time Shavuot arrives, by the time we reach Shavuot, we're not so far away. Just like when it came to the Yovel year, we were supposed to look back on each of the years as a collection of 49 discrete and special units, so too, we should be able to look back on how much we've gained from these new and meaningful different days, these 49 unique and special days. Many also point out, why is it typically when we're looking forward to something, right, the kids looking forward to the last day of school, they're counting down. They're not counting up toward the end of school. They're counting down. They're Xing out days on their calendar. Why, when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer, if the ultimate goal is to get from Pesach to Shavuot to receive the Torah? In fact, that was Moshe is told early on that that's the ultimate goal of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, is ultimately to receive the Torah. So if we're trying to get to the holiday of Shavuot to receive the Torah, why is it that we're counting up as opposed to counting down? Many suggest that we count toward Shavuot in order to focus on what we have accomplished. I've accomplished so much this day. It's been one day since I began counting. It's been 10 days. Look what I've done. Look what I've been able to grow in. Look what I've been able to accomplish. That's what we're counting up to. It's not just let me get this out of the way so I can get to the holiday of Shavuot as excited as we are for Matan Torah. But we're recognizing there's so much to improve on. There's so much to grow from before that day arrives. We have to make sure that we take advantage of Sefirat HaOmer for this purpose. So Rav Soloveitchik says, we always have to look at our time, specifically when it comes to Yovel, specifically when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer. We have to make sure that we make the days, v'hayu l'cha, we make them ours. We recognize the significance, the unique character and identity of each and every single day, of each and every single year. We take advantage. We use that time to grow and to develop. While we might be looking toward and looking forward to and inspired by the ultimate goal of the Yovel year, of the holiday of Shavuot, of Matan Torah, nevertheless, we shouldn't lose sight of the time that we have now. And while Rav Soloveitchik said it specifically by these two mitzvot, I think it's an important lesson in general. We shouldn't make the mistake of chunking time and missing out on the significance of each individual unit, not just when it comes to Sefirat HaOmer or when it comes to the Yovel, but even during the week. I know that Monday morning at 9 o'clock, we have the first meeting of the week, and I'm sort of dreading what's the work that I'm going to have to get done, and I'm just like, ah, when is Shabbos? But if I'm only looking toward Shabbos, and we absolutely are, halakhically, we are supposed to be thinking about Shabbos at all times, but if I'm only thinking about Shabbos, so then I lose out on what I can accomplish on a Monday. I lose out on what I could, how I could grow on a Wednesday evening, right? And we shouldn't make that mistake. And the same is true of the hours of our day and the minutes of our hours. We should never miss out on the significance, the unique identity and character of each individual unit of time. So we all should make sure to take advantage, value, the potential of each glorious day. And on Shavuot, we should look back with pride and accomplishment on 49 transformational days of the Omer. On Yovel, we should make sure that, we should be able to celebrate Yovel very, very soon, but we should make sure that we can look back on 49 transformational years of the Yovel cycle. Each and every single goal that we reach in time, we should make sure that it's not just the milestone that we work toward and we forget about everything that led up to it, but we take pride in everything that we accomplished over each unit of time. Let's make sure we take advantage of each special unit of time that we have. Shabbat Shalom.